continuing on with our city meeting here. Chantel Meyer has hung around for a few more minutes, and we're going to talk to her about some cool things that are going on. I mean, obviously, housing is a serious topic, but so is art. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Let's talk about Art Exposed. Now, we've got six new sites that have coming online on Highway 101. Mm-hmm. What's the current status? What kind of art are we looking at? Who are the artists? Yeah. Give me the rundown.
So this project is it's part of our public art program that the city has, and it's managed by the Public Arts Committee. And all of the committee information is available on our website. We want people to know about city committees, also volunteer opportunities. So hop on in. Art Exposed is expanding from Old Town. So since 2018, we've installed art up and down Bay Street, a little bit tucked into some of the side streets as well. But with funding from the Florence Urban Renewal Agency in this last year's biennium, they're investing some money so we can expand Art Exposed up to the highway into the revision streetscaping corridor that they completed in a while ago.
Well, a couple years ago, yeah. It's hard to remember. One day turns into the next. These days, yeah.
Well, and it's nice to see like those projects get done, and then you just remember how nice they look now. Mm-hmm. But in that project, built in were several large-scale art bases or art plinths, including one right next to the Florence Area Chamber of Commerce. So we've installed those beautiful gateway monuments to tell people Florence Old Town, and then there's just this giant circle next to it. That is one of the places that the Florence Urban Renewal Agency wants Public Arts Committee to put a piece of art. So we've selected six sites from the initial plans in the revision streetscaping project. And we found, so that's really great because we have the architectural plans. We know where there's underground utilities and sprinkler lines and all of those things. So we've identified up to six spots where we want to put art, starting close to the Sisal River Bridge and then ending at the Highway 126 intersection. So just kind of dotted up and down. So three of the bases have already been poured, and we will be looking to create new spaces for an additional three.
Now, folks can kind of view some of the artwork that's proposed on there. What are some of the ideas that have come up? Obviously, they can go to the website and see. But tell me, what are some of the ideas that have come up with? Is it like, obviously, three-dimensional, but what's the word I'm looking for? Is it?
There's not really a theme with our call for art.
Right.
One of the very common things that the Public Arts Committee used to say a lot is it has to have the wow factor.
Yeah.
The great thing about art is it does impact our economy, and our chamber director, Bettina Hannigan, will talk about that as well, about the impact that arts have to do on everything. So we didn't give them a theme. We said large-scale, vibrant public art.
Wow us.
Wow us. Yeah. Give us something cool. And so we got a variety of pieces. We narrowed it down as a committee to 12 pieces that we're going to be looking at in our upcoming meeting on February 15th. And all those pieces are available on our website. A link to the homepage at ci.florence.or.us. Public comment is permitted and accepted and enjoyed. Please do it. And the pieces range from, we've got some like fauna where there's a cougar, there's a hummingbird, there's a dancer. There's
I'm assuming it's a giant
things.
Hummingbird.
Yeah, well,
because if it were to size,
feet.
You might not notice, right?
5 feet high. And we had these beautiful glass sculptures, and there's a giant cubist face. And people just sent in some really wonderful things and a mix of styles. So glass to UV printed resin to laser cut steel to bronze. So many things. Somebody used reclaimed beams from Port Townsend, Washington, and he made a giant trident. And so we're going to be looking at a variety of styles for these as well. We currently have two salmons on display in Old Town. There's a sockeye salmon, and then I can never remember the name of the other one, but they're so fun and cheerful. One of the submissions this time is another salmon. That might be a trout. A giant fish.
A giant fish.
Like 10 feet long. So there's just a big variety, and everyone should like something. And we accept public comment. You can fill out a public speaker's card. You can come to the meeting. This next meeting, we will be voting on the finalists. So you've
got on the 15th.
It's on the 15th. You've got a couple weeks. Get your comments in now. And all of our information is linked right on our homepage.
Now, what is the tenure for these art pieces? Is it like 6 months, a year, 2 years? How long do they stay in place before they're either available for sale or they get replaced?
Well, each round is 2 years. So we're calling this round, so separate from the Old Town, we're calling it Art Exposed Revision Florence 2024 to 2026. The 2 years. The art is for sale the whole time we have it up. We are their outdoor gallery. So it's an option for artists who have already completed works. They find our call, however it gets to them, our call for art, and they submit knowing that we will market it for them. So they do get a stipend when the contract is signed. They get $1,500 to show their art. We try and help them sell it. if we sell a piece, that artist gets to replace it with another piece that they really enjoy that fits what we're looking for. So, for example,
would it still have to be
We have to approve it. Okay, yeah. So that's the other thing is as a committee, we tend to know what the community likes. And so we kind of self-police. Freedom of speech and all of those things is important. And we just kind of walk through. Each site has different needs. Each piece has different needs, and it's kind of putting the puzzle pieces together. So we'll start the meeting with some ideas on two or three top options for each site and narrow it down and hopefully decide by the end of the night, because we want to install these before roadie days.
Right, that would be, yeah.
Yeah, and so the pieces go up to like 450 pounds, but our Florence Public Works department is amazing. They said they could bring in a crane. I'm sure we'll do lots of announcements as it gets closer. And once they are in place, we'll announce the selections after February 15th so the community will know. We'll install them, and we'll do some – we're hoping to do a walking tour, depending on the weather, when the pieces are complete, because Highway 101 in that whole stretch has those beautiful 8-foot sidewalks, ADA accessible, lighting, flower baskets. By then, we have the banners that the chambers put up. It's such a beautiful walking district, and this art is just going to add to that.
Well, sounds like a really cool thing. one more thing.
Yeah.
As we're talking about coming up in the month of February, mm-hmm. it's time to do the State of the City
yes.
address. And I imagine Mayor Ward is working feverishly on his comments there with the
yeah.
city staff.
Yeah.
Tell me how that's coming along.
Well, we are excited about just looking at how much Florence is a city in motion. It's our tagline. And so the mayor will be doing his State of the City address on Monday, February 26th at 6 p.m. That's during our State of the City and City Services Expo, which will be from 5 to 7 p.m. The event center is going to cater. All of the city departments will have some of the vehicles, poster boards showing what we've all been up to, some other projects. You'll be able to get FloGrow. It's just a good way to see everything the city does in a year, and also look forward at some of our upcoming projects that people will be hearing about starting at the end of this month.
And one of those, I guess, is the estuary work
yep.
that's going to be happening
so
there.
So it's the estuary trail along with the roadie drive realignment and improvement project. People will be hearing all about that starting around then.
Yeah, that'll be coming up. Yeah, there'll be a lot of work over there.
A lot of work, a lot of communication. And we just want the community to know that as soon as that information is available to us, we will start releasing that to the public. But these are big projects we've had on our radar for years and years. And it's finally getting to the point where both of them we're hoping to start this year.
That's good. You've got to check some things off the list every now and then. That's good to do then.
Yeah.
Well, Chantel, thank you so much. And we'll look forward to hearing more about what the city's up to in the next coming weeks and months.
Thanks, George.
Next hour, we'll talk with the folks who are organizing the Whitmore Classical, the Academy, on this edition of Our Town.